uptight, get it right.
Channelradio.co.uk.
Scoff and Quaff show with Jules Serkin on Channel Radio.
Good morning, listener. A fabulous good morning on a sunny day. And I'm so thankful that that northeasterly wind has dropped at last. I tell you, listener, the other day we actually had to go back to a double tog quilt. It was a scandal. And on Sunday when I walked my dog, I had to put on a winter jumper and a gilet. So not happy with the summer so far. But today it's as beautiful as Kent can possibly be. And you know that when England is gorgeous, it is gorgeous in summer. We have a very packed show for you, a very healthy show. And all those awful sort of unhealthy things that I sometimes eat. We have in the studio three lovely ladies who've all cruised in with goodies. I'm just going to shake them. We've got some lovely little, they're going to tell us about them in a minute, but they've got lovely little seaweedy, chocolatey, gorgeous things, and they're good for you, listener. Hormone balancing, a little bit of weight loss perhaps, with a bit of seaweed. Though Paul Andrews commented that you often see fat whales, which I don't think is true, because I think whales are just big boned, a bit like me. And then some gorgeous homemade Twixes, which are actually good for you, and you can keep them in the fridge or the freezer and chomp them whenever you feel at a low ebb, which is usually about 4 PM, I think. So we have in the studio the lovely Jo Banks. Good morning, Jo.
Good morning.
She's looking very ABBA this morning, I think.
Am I?
Yes, little white smock top, very very sort of Swedish, I'd say.
Okay, thank you.
You're going to work with me on that?
I'll try.
And you've come from, where do you live?
I'm over in Edenbridge.
Okay, so you've toddled in from Edenbridge. Bearing gifts. And then we have on the phone about 11:20, we'll have the fabulous at Love Chilies on the Twitter. That's Stevie Wood with Hobbs the dog, possibly, if he's got his bonio ready. He'll probably be talking from the lean-to in the garden, we're not sure. Then he'll be talking about Aylesford Farmers Market, what's in season, who's cooking what. I believe Matthew Kearsley Lawson will be cooking up a storm on stage. Next to the lovely Jo Banks in her sort of rocking the Swedish look, we have Caroline Sherlock and Emma Jameson. In that order, because I've never met them before, so it's all very confusing when you don't know anyone. But I think I've got it right. So Caroline, good morning.
Good morning.
Caroline in a little blue with sort of snowflakes on. Very seasonal.
It is a little bit, yeah.
Little snowflake, which is how I felt on Sunday. In my gilet. So you've come from where, Caroline?
We've come from Sevenoaks this morning.
Fabulous. Yeah. Did you come together, two?
We did, yeah. Emma's in London, so it's been a bit of a trek for her.
Okay.
And then straight down here, yeah.
And Emma, whereabouts in London?
Just near Hammersmith.
Fabulous. Very central. How do you cope with the pollution? Because I was there on Saturday and I found the tube, I felt quite polluted in there and hot.
I try not to use the tube, and even when I was going to work, I'd be walking, I'd walk or cycle when I could. It's pretty, especially in the summer, it's really hot down there.
And do you wear a helmet when you cycle?
I don't cycle so much anymore because of children, and no, I didn't, and I probably should have done when I did.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think of the Boris bikes?
I think they're fantastic.
I think it's a great idea, don't you?
Really good idea, yeah.
Yeah. So we won't be talking about Boris bikes, but we will be talking about healthy food. Now, what these ladies have done, we know Jo Banks has been on before with her Pampered Chef, but the three girls in the studio have put together, I'll just tell you the Twitter handle for Caroline and Emma. It's at Eat Drink Live Well with one L, so Eat Drink Live W-E-L. And you can find them on Facebook also, Eat Drink Live Well. Please go on and love them. But they're going to be telling us about what they're up to. They're doing, they've got a free resource giving nutrition articles and healthy recipes that they love. And as you heard, Emma has children. I don't know about the others. We'll find out later. Let's have a look, see if they nod. Yes, they've all got children. Yes. So very into healthy food for children, but also for adults. And as I said, when you get to that low ebb, you need a healthy snack, some essential fatty acids and things to keep you going rather than the old yo-yo. And they've both the girls were studying at the Institute of Optimum Nutrition with Patrick Holford.
That's correct.
Yeah, I always wanted to do that. I'm very jealous because I never got round to it. But I always think his name should be Patrick Whole Food, don't you?
I'm sure he'd love that.
Yeah. But great. So you'll be telling us about that later on, and you'll be telling us about your business and how the three of you are working together. And Jo Banks will be telling you about her cookery school launch as well, which is very exciting. So we're talking summer garden. If you're having a little party and you want to rustle up something summery, some garden canapes perhaps, Jo, you'll
yes,
be telling
no,
us about that.
Sounds good.
I of course have no co-presenter today because they're all off. Old Chris Pollard is frolicking in Dublin for the launch of the Tales from Turkey Scorpions at Midnight, which was last night, so I expect they're frolicking at the moment, probably just having a little breakfast. But I hope it all went well on the Tales from Turkey Irish book launch. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to, all on my own, read out some Twitter stuff, if only I can find it. I had it all written down. Somebody's nicked it. So I don't know. Hang on. Bear with me, listener. It was here. Probably Paul Andrews has stolen it. You know, he does that just to annoy me. Okay. So it's been stolen and I will have to find it later on. It's definitely gone. So what we're going to do is we will play a little song, and then we're going to come and talk to Jo, first of all, and find out about her etchings and her cookery school, which is it's a new thing, and she's going to be exhausted, I'm sure, doing it, and she's got children. We'll find out about that, and I will, meanwhile, look for my little Twitter list of people that have been tweeting me this morning at an unearthly hour. But for now, here's a little bit of Cyndi Lauper, I thought, as we had three ladies talking about healthy living. Bit of Cyndi.
Yeah.
Ah, a little bit of Cyndi Lauper there as we chomp our way through. Listener, oh, Nurse Liz in Maryland got these gorgeous little, and the smell of the seaweed with the soya. And I'm going to find out what's in them exactly and how easy it is to rustle up and keep in your fridge, because that's what we all need to do. We've got the lovely Jo Banks. Follow her on the Twitter at JoBanks15. Jo, you are a busy person. Thought I was busy till I met you, but then you are young, of course.
I do too much, but thank you for having me back on. I had such a good time last
welcome.
Time talking about my favorite subject,
food.
What have I been up to? I have been very busy, and that kind of makes me talk about what I've been doing. We're all very busy, but I'm trying to stop and say there is still time to cook and feed yourself and family in a healthy, economical way. You don't have to spend lots of money. So to a certain extent, going back to basics. Mm-hmm. And my tagline is a bit busy foods, I think works very well.
I like that. Busy foods, yeah.
Yes. Hoping to encourage the fun back into the kitchen. I think, like me, certainly a few years ago, just losing the inspiration on what to cook, fed up with my regular repertoire of 3 or 4 recipes for the family, I'm starting cookery lessons.
First of all, what are your kiddywinkles? How old are they?
So I have 2 daughters, 13 and 9, and they are my biggest critics. They watch all these foodie programs, MasterChef, The Bake Off,
No pressure, the rest of it.
So my dinners are judged. I get a scoring most nights, which is quite difficult.
Scary, Jo.
It is.
What are their favourite meals? We know, what's something that you know that they will always adore when you...
I'm afraid, well, the 9-year-old is a spaghetti bolognese girl.
Yeah, aren't we all?
And, you know, I try, this is where I'm going, I'm trying not to buy the expensive sauces and things where you don't know what's in them. So it's making things from scratch.
They usually pop sugar in, don't they?
They do. So it's
citric acid and sugar. It's always the main additives.
It's using good mince and doing it the old-fashioned way, like my mum taught me,
I suppose.
And
do you dry fry?
I actually am not browning things. More and more, I'm putting them all in a pot and bubbling away in the oven. And slow and long is my thing.
Okay.
So after I saw you last time, I've been doing cookery parties for about 7 years. So lots of recipe demonstrations and cookery lessons, really, that I decided it's my time for showing these off on my own, I suppose. It's coming to my house, around my kitchen table. It's time-saving tips and recipes. It's not fancy cooking. It's not complicated. It's easy, quick, family-friendly meals. And hopefully, you know, they will have everyone in the family happy. The nice thing is, obviously, my 2 daughters have been criticising all my recipes. So I feel that I've had some... good feedback. Yes, husband too.
He
quite likes testing everything, although he can't eat anything until I've taken a photo, which is always quite a comical thing in my house.
Yeah.
So it's closing the cookbooks and either sharing with friends a cookery demonstration or a hands-on, you know, roll up your sleeves and get stuck in yourself. Trying to keep it quite small, an individual. I know you mentioned the cookery school, but when I think cookery school, I think quite big, lots of people, maybe lots of chefs, you kind of go along. I'm trying to make it quite a little bit more individual, just 6 around my kitchen table at the moment. Or I'm happy to come to somebody else's kitchen. If they've got a group of friends that all want to learn something, I can come and teach them.
Right. Now, how about, Jo, going right back to, because I get all inspired and I buy all the ingredients. I've got them all lined up, everything, you know, from coconut flour to, you know, all the healthy stuff. But then it just sits in my cupboard.
Yep.
And I just carry on doing my, I mean, I always eat healthy. We all do in my house, but I carry on same old because I'm rushed. So I never get to experiment. So would you come round and sort of rummage through my store cupboard and show me how to knock some things up?
Yes, I think this is where it's all kind of come from. I've gone and done cookery demonstrations. Groups of ladies have said to me, you know, we go and spend a fortune in the health food shop and then, you know, 3 months later we find the ingredients gone off in the back of the fridge.
So I'm not the only one.
No, you're not. So yes, and this is what I really want to encourage people to, you know, contact me. You can either tweet me or Facebook me or message me. And we work the class around what you're wanting to learn. I've been up to London and spent, you know, lots of money and day courses, which are very nice. But I probably have never recreated what I learnt. It was lovely. We sat down and ate it, but I've never done it since. Whereas I really want to encourage that these are recipes that you take home and do at home.
And you use, yeah.
And you actually, at the end of the morning session, I'm trying to keep them quite short, about 2-2.5 hours. You take the food away with you. So you can either pop it in the freezer for another evening, or you can just go home and share it with your husband and family. And they can see what you've been doing.
I mean, it sounds great because you've got here your children's cookery classes, which are coming, which mm-hmm. are fun hands-on cooking classes, ages 8 to 14, perfect for Great British Bake Off fans.
Just ones that are a little bit more serious. I don't want to be pushing anyone to do anything they don't want to be. And I think my teenager is the prime example. She loves cooking.
Mm.
And if they enjoy it, it's a really important life skill, isn't it? I think that's where I'm getting in with the students as well. You know, if you're going off to university,
you need some
mm. ideas, just the basics, you know, how to make a white sauce, and you'll be suddenly a very popular person.
Exactly. If you can whip up, I mean, I love this. You're teaching them to make a homemade hummus, dips and bits, bread baking, pizza from scratch, and a selection of fruity dessert treats. Now, can I read out the dates for that?
Yes.
Because this is a diary day. If you're listening, it's July the 23rd, the 30th, or August the 6th and the 13th.
And as I say, they're mornings or they could be in the evenings. So drop me a line if you're interested.
And I'm loving the barbecue one because certainly my new husband, when he barbecues, sorry if you're listening at G Sirkin, but he's an author, you know, but we spend hours and we're always starving and it never really happens. And then it takes forever and then suddenly it's all burnt. Sorry, but, you know, so maybe I'll be sending him along. Dates to be finalised so you can contact
yes.
Joe. May I read out your mobile?
Yes, of course.
So to contact Joe, there is a mobile which has got your pen ready, 07909774893. That's 07909774893. And you can find, give us a shout for your website, Joe.
I've got my Facebook page. It's just Joe Banks, actually. So I'll put that again on the Twitter feed.
Fabulous.
So you've got
Joe Banks.
That.
You can also email her at Joanne with an E on the end, double N, joanne.banks@me.com to find out dates. But they'll be on your Facebook, I guess.
Yes,
and you'll just
yes.
keep seeing.
And as I say, I've always put lots of pictures and how they're all going. I have had a few classes which have all been going very well. And as I say, I like to pop the pictures of the evidence of what we've been making. The last one we did was canapes and summer pastry ideas, going back and doing a French apple tart, etc., which was really lovely. And that day we sat in the garden and ate it, as it was one of those lovely summer's days. Oh, I think that was back in May. I think that might have been our summer. But
you've done this all quite quickly, but you've always been thinking about it ever since I've known you, because you had the Pampered Chef.
Yes.
Now, are you still using all the Pampered Chef goodies?
Yes, I'm afraid I'm hooked on all the equipment. And it works very well because a lot of them are time-saving gadgets, which help with the cooking.
Yeah.
But my real passion is the one pots. So come the autumn, I think I'm going to be in heaven with all my pop it all in one pot and throw it in the oven type recipes.
Well, this is what we want. We're all busy. We all want things that we can perhaps even, you know, when you're making sort of Tuesday night's dinner, especially like for me, when I'm doing this show, I'm knackered when I get
yep.
home. I've done two shows on Tuesday, the business show at 1 p.m. And I find that if I'm cooking on a Monday, I tend to rustle up a dinner as well for today. Yep. And I guess, you know, these one-pot cooking, you've got not so much clearing up and things.
No.
Well, they're perfect for students.
This Mediterranean one I was doing was a chicken basque, which you may or may not know, but it's with chicken and olives.
Some sort of slimming thing.
Sounds very sophisticated, but it's actually very simple, but a real nice kind of Spanish with black olives, tomatoes, chicken, and you pop it all in the pot and it just bubbles away, which is, as I say, I like it easy. So it's all about keeping it simple, family friendly, and from scratch, you know, fuss-free food. Obviously, today I'm sitting next to Caroline, and I met her at a cooking party a few years ago. And we talked about the Pampered Chef stoneware, which is a fantastic product in that it goes in the oven and bakes anything really beautifully, you know, meat, pastry, fish, whatever you're doing, you don't have to season it, and it works very nicely. And I think one of the reasons Caroline likes it is that there's no nasty coatings or chemicals. So we got chatting about this and talking about healthy food, and at the time I wasn't probably doing the most healthy recipe, and she said, you know, why are you doing this recipe, you know, what is on your repertoire on the healthy side?
Well, if she's trained with Patrick Whole Food, as I call him, she's going to be spot on.
And
with...
from that moment I thought, yes, why am I not doing better recipes?
Yeah.
And so I've been using probably, I'm going to say 4 years or something now, I've been doing a lot of the Eat, Drink, Live Well recipes. I've been researching a lot more. And as a mum, I'm trying to do the right thing as well. And I'm loving learning about what's good and what's not and what you should and what you shouldn't do. Mm. And if I can bring that into the cookery lesson, you know, I'm passing the information on as well.
As I said to you earlier when we were off air, girls, I'll introduce you to Arawak Pure Cacao, because that's another really great product. I mean, first of all, going back, there's Kent Dark Chocolate, Julian, who's been on here a lot, and his chocolate is all sort of 87% cocoa, and beautiful, and it's made in Folkestone, which I really love, you know, the Kentish thing. And then the Arawak, of course, is just pure cacao, and it is the only one that is that pure. And they're finding great things with dementia help for that, and also heart. So there's a lot of evidence that how good it is, and I know that Caroline and Emma will be speaking about that after we've spoken to Stevie Wood. So what we're going to do, I think we ought to get, I need to read out some Twitter, and we'll get Stevie Wood on the phone. But give us a mention for you've got a pastry one as well, which is, can I read out that?
Yes.
That's June the 11th, the 16th and the 24th. Learn the secret to making sweet and savoury pastry, ideal for summer quiches and fruit tarts.
And it's just going back to basics again. People have said to me, you know, we've just got into the habit of buying, you know,
And you can knock it up so easily.
It's actually therapeutic. It tastes so good, homemade.
Yeah. And you can make it yourself and then freeze it, can't you?
Exactly.
Have your own.
Yeah.
I think that's great. Jo, we'll be talking to you later on when we're talking to Caroline and Emma. And I'm just going to read out a little bit of Twitter on my own. So I'll put my Twitter music on. And what we're going to have, the Twitter is hugely busy. We've got Harry Covert. I had a lovely lunch there, listener, and his secret dining last week. Please give our July the 4th event a plug, he says. It's Independence Day, American themed. It's al fresco, and you can book at Harry, H-A-R-I, Covert.com. We've had British Fine Foods. That's at British Fine Foods. It's Father's Day. They've still got time. Just today, last day for a hamper to get for your dad at British Fine Foods. That's pies and cheeses and beers. Hello to Nurse Liz J, who is in Maryland. She's frolicking, I think, in the heat. She says it's 90 degrees or something. No idea what 90 degrees is. That sounds like boiling to me. Riverford_Kent. So that's on the Twitter at Riverford_Kent. Liz and Caroline, the organic sisters, they say hello. We've got our lovely, beautiful salads all coming in, and still some flat peaches, they say. I don't know where they found them, because I thought they'd all finished their organic flat peaches, but they found some. They're calling them donut peaches. Then hi to Julie Davies. That's at JDFLWR Workshops, Flower Workshops. Hello to you. Napkin underscore app morning, and Capel LaFern. Now, Jenny is a regular to the show, and she is stepping down due to personal reasons, and she has been the organiser for Capel LaFern, which is around Folkestone area. She's been the organiser for 12 years, and she's stepping down, and it's every Tuesday, 10 to 12.30. And she says if anybody is interested in helping out with this farmer's market, can they please get in contact? So that's Capel LaFern, and it's in the Village Hall, Folkestone. That's my phone going. I'll just get rid of them. Who are these people that phone me when I'm live? I don't know. Then also at Shibbham Farmers Market, that is Thursday, 9 to 11. And last but not least, Friday, 9.30 to 12, Horsmonden. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. Horsmonden. Sounds all right. Sounds Kentish. So thanks to all of you guys for tweeting in. There's lots more on the Twitter, but we're going to get Stevie Wood on the phone, and he's going to tell us about this Sunday's market, which is Aylesford. Now, Aylesford it's Kent Farmers Market's month this month, so he's going to tell us all about it. And while he does, I shall probably eat some of Joe and Caroline's and Emma's delicious goodies. So let's play a little song and get Stevie Wood on the blower to talk about Aylesford.
Wouldn't it be nice to get on with me neighbours? But they make it very clear they've got no room for ravers.
Like a Sunday morning, isn't it? I wish it was. I sometimes wish I had a 3-day weekend, but I'm sure Stevie Wood doesn't, because he's very busy at weekends. I'm sure he'd like a 10-day week. So morning, Stevie Wood, for Aylesford Farmers Market. Morning, Stevie Wood, for Aylesford Farmers Market.
I'll try that again. Morning, Jules.
I'd forgotten to turn you up. The trouble is, Stevie, while you were on the phone waiting and I was playing lovely lazy Sunday afternoon with the small faces...
You weren't eating, were you?
I seized the opportunity, Steve. And what we... You know how hot these studios are?
Yes.
So Emma and Caroline have brought in these honestly gorgeous, healthy chocolate. Healthy chocolate. It's got all sorts of essential fatty acids and gorgeous things in. And so I seized the opportunity and I got chocolate all over my hands.
I think there was a story in the paper today about 2 bars a day is very good for you.
Oh, well, I've had about 5.
Have you? Mm. You'll live forever, Jules.
Well, who wants to? Who wants to, really?
If you're surrounded by melting chocolate, I do.
So tell us about, isn't it your birthday at Aylesford?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Tell me all
no,
about
it's not.
It.
No, it's not. Not at all.
Oh, will it be?
No, that's next month.
Oh, right.
It's been our birthday at all our other markets, but not this one.
Oh, well, I'm confused. I'm actually reading the bottom of your email, you see, and I just bluff.
Yes, next month is our market. You confused me there for a second.
Well, it's not hard, is it?
No, it's just Farmers Market month this week. I say just Farmers Market month. It's big throughout the county.
Can you carry on while I just have a little bit of seaweed?
Yeah, of course I can.
Some seaweed.
So we're at Aylesford on Sunday with our farmers market, which is the 21st. It's held at the Priory, which I think most people know.
Gorgeous location.
Yeah, we're on the events field. I think there might even be a custom car show as well there this weekend.
Oh, really? What's a custom car? Is that like old Ford Capri type things?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
The old Humber.
And things like that with big engines in.
Oh, yeah, I love a big engine.
So we'll be having a look at that. I'm going to completely ignore that comment. We're there from 9.30 till 1.30. We have our draw that rolls on week after week where we put £100 worth of vouchers to spend at the market in the draw. And if it's not won, it gets rolled over. Now, that, as you know, is sponsored by Scoffcroft very nicely, so that's very good of you.
And how much is it?
This month, it's £1,200 worth of vouchers to spend at the
wow.
market. And
how many numbers is Chris Pollard out?
Oh, he's normally out just by one, so I'll give you the number next to his card.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody's got their tickets, last month's winning number, which has to be claimed by 10 a.m. at this market, is 39480.
39480,
yes.
And that person will be able to spend, again, how much?
£1,200 worth of vouchers, but they have to claim that by 10 a.m. at the market.
Now, cook-ins, you've got the Matthew Kearsey Lawson.
Oh, yeah, we've got Matthew doing his normal stuff, and John the Baker. Won't be as good as our normal cooking demos. We had a very good one at Tunbridge the other week. Someone called Joe Banks was there doing a little demo for us.
Was she good?
She was, yeah.
I bet she whipped them all into shape, didn't she?
She did whip them all into shape, even Baker John, and she even kept Matthew in order.
Well, that's not the easiest of tasks, and I expect they tried to sort of sabotage the whole thing, and Joe would come in on there.
I did have to work hard, yes.
Yeah, to keep them in line.
Yes, but I got them chopping and busy. They assisted me. Good sous chefs, yes.
Good. And where was that one?
That was in Tunbridge.
Tunbridge Farmers Market, one of my favourite ones. I went there once on a very windy day in February or something with Dr. John.
And even then we probably had about 50 stalls. I think we had 90 last weekend.
Yeah, it was amazing. Well, 90 is absolutely huge.
It's a food festival, it's not a market.
Yeah, it is a lot more than a market. And I was going to ask you, I don't know if you heard when you were hanging on, but Capel Le Fern, Jenny... they're looking for an organiser. I thought of you.
Well, it's the wrong end of the county again for me, unfortunately.
Well, you could Skype them all.
I could do a market
by Skype.
Yeah, love to do it, but no, we tend to go more for the monthly markets, and I think there's a weekly market. I do believe it is.
Yes, it is.
Tuesday.
Sorry, I'm tweeting while I talk to you.
No, that's all right, that's fine. You carry on. Yeah, so it's not really my thing, and it's quite a long trek down there, but I'm sure we can put the word out and find someone for them. There are people out there that like to do this sort of thing.
There are, even you.
And yeah.
What I would say is now, Stevie Wood, while I eat a little seafood cracker, what's in season? What have you got?
I'm really excited for this weekend. I'm hoping we get the first of the cherries.
Oh, yeah, I love a cherry.
The first ones are out. I think the first ones were picked Tuesday or Wednesday, so I'm hoping my guys, the trees will be fresh and ready. Because I'm sure you know this, Jules, but for the last month or so, you've been driving around the countryside seeing those signs that say English strawberries and cherries.
Mm.
Well, what they're actually, they don't actually, if you read the sign, it says English strawberries and cherries. They're not English cherries at all, and they haven't been.
That's wicked.
I know.
And they're hugely expensive because they're very time-consuming, I suppose, and the birds, of course, nick them off the trees, don't they? It's a very, very short season, the cherry.
It is, but probably one of the best. I mean, it is. They're just so gorgeous, especially when they're absolutely fresh, picked that morning, and sort of they're at market.
They have real health properties, of the cherry, as well.
Oh, yeah, very good for you.
Yeah, very good for you.
Very good.
I'm racking my brains, and the girls might know.
And you can spit the pips at people you don't like.
I'm thinking...
which is always my favourite bit.
Yeah, or you can make them into a bracelet. I'm thinking cherry arthritis.
It's going on that on different lines.
Anti-inflammatory.
Very good for gout, very good for insomnia, because they increase your melatonin levels, which helps your circadian rhythms.
This is Emma talking and telling us from the Institute of Optimum Nutrition.
Excellent for heart health. Yeah, cherries are one of my favourite fruits for the health benefits.
It's particularly the dark cherries as well, so the Morello cherries.
This is Caroline.
Yeah, they're fantastic for sleep, and there's been so many studies on them as well. So
maybe that's why my mum takes them.
Yeah,
because she does buy a cherry extract even, which is
quite
expensive.
Yeah, that's great. It's great. It's useful, though.
So the cherry brandy work?
In theory. Well, brandy's
very good.
It depends how many you have,
yeah.
A nip of brandy, yes. So, Stevie, we've got music this month?
Yes, we have Chris and Graham, who are quite resident with us.
What kind of music do they play?
They play a few covers, just quietly, in the background, which
lovely.
Is all very pleasant. So they're normally hanging around the market. I think we've got about 50 stalls this month, which is very good. A few new ones coming in, which I haven't got to hand, as always, that well organised. But there will be some more interesting stuff. We don't have a charity stall this month, which is something we do most months. We do normally have a charity stall. So if anybody's out there and would like a charity stall at the market, get them to contact me. They can give me a call on 0755 77 39903.
0755 77 39903. Is that also the text reminder?
No, that's not the text reminder service.
Okay, that's what I've got written down.
No, that is the text reminder service, isn't it?
I love confusing you, darling.
Yeah, call me on that number anyway. It all gets transferred to the same place in the end.
And you have a Facebook as well. Please go on and like Aylesford Farmers Market. Stevie, I've got some lovely... Can you hear them?
I can.
Lovely little seaweed crackers and beautiful homemade... It's such a shame you're not in the studio.
Did I just see a photo of the seaweed crackers?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
And
look like a glass of wine by the side of it, or would that be a mic stand?
Possibly a glass of wine.
It could be the base of a mic stand. It was one of the two.
No, a little bit of Gusbourne, I think I've got in the studio. It's
very
nice Kentish. I was wine tasting Gusbourne. I was actually on a USA radio show last week with Paul Andrews on Wednesday night, and I put the breeze up, Paul Andrews, as I like to do, because I was at a wine tasting at Gusbourne at 6 p.m. and I was due on air English time at 9 p.m, which was 4 p.m. in USA, to talk business on a business show. And I just kept sending in pictures of me on Twitter, you know, on the second bottle of wine. But of course I sobered up in time.
Of course you did.
Yeah, I'm a trooper.
Yes.
Well, we love that, Steve, and we love you coming on, and we'll be hearing from you very soon.
Okay, well, hope to see everybody on Sunday.
Yeah.
Have fun with the rest of your hour, and I'll speak to you all soon.
And love to Hobbs.
He's around somewhere. He's behaved himself today.
Okay, well, we'll be speaking to you very soon.
See you later. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
That's the lovely Stevie Wood there, who, when I'm frolicking in Moira, is going to be doing his own show. Lord knows what he's going to get up to, because he's bringing all his own cronies in. And he's hosting the show. So just to fill you in on that, when I'm away in Moira, we've got Steve Wood presenting. And then we've got Peter Chapman, who is a famous critic and chef. He's been on Sheila Dillon's food show, you know. So that'll be quite highbrow. He's bringing in some cronies. So we are now, just need to read a few tweets and talk to the girls, Emma and Caroline, about what they're up to. Don Wood, hello to you. That's at @promote_Thanet. He says he loves cherries, but cherry brandy bound to help you sleep. We agree with that, Don, and glad you're listening in. And also I saw Lisa Jane was listening in earlier on. The Chef's Net, hello to you. Barrister Broker, morning to you. Very handsome man he is. Partnership Team, that's the Richard Phillips Partnership Team. They are RP Partnership on the Twitter. And they say they're looking forward to being on with HIT underscore Kent, Hit Kent, in other words, on the 7th of July to promote hospitality as a career and grow their network of quality partners. So also I'm looking forward to that. I come back from Moira and we do that. And then I'm off to New York. New follower to Cumin Wines, authentic wines from Argentina. Hi to you guys. There is a website which is TUCUMENwines.com. So big hello to you guys. And morning, Lisa Jane. She says she's enjoying the cookery classes that Joe's talking about. And she's rummaging. I think she means she's rummaging through a little larder. Yes, Liz, Nurse Liz Jill has had a long walk before it gets to 90 Fahrenheit. And her dog says hello. It's called Shadow. Lab Sheepdog Mick says hello to Hobbs. Also, I saw Whitstable Stove Shop. They are in Saddleton Road in Whitstable. And they say, morning, morning, in big letters. My pizza ovens are selling fast. Customer enthused about them, having tried one at a friend's house. £25 cheaper than Argos. We like that. Maybe you need to get Joe in to do a little demonstration, I think. Penshurst Village Fate, morning to you. Nice to hear from you as well. Okay. Let's go on now to talk to the gorgeous girls while I just chomp my way through, really. So we've got Caroline Sherlock and Emma Jameson. Follow them on the Twitter. Eat, drink, live well with one L, W-E-L, because they ran out of digits or things. Girls, you met at Patrick Holford's Optimum Institute of Optimum Nutrition, which is somewhere that I've always really, really respected. And I always read his, you know, about his stuff. I think it's a brilliant qualification. So you met there. Tell us about what you're doing, rustling up these gorgeous things. Let's start with Emma, even.
So we met. It was over 10 years ago now at the Institute. Kind of were a bit different from your usual nutrition students. We used to go to the petrol station across the road, grab a sandwich, a bag of crisps, and sort of sneak behind the corner to eat it.
No.
Everyone else was eating that little handful of Brazil nuts, yeah, and the raw salads.
Do you know that I had a test? Sorry to interrupt, but I had a test with kinesiology, and I'm actually sensitive or allergic or something to Brazil nuts. Which has really annoyed me.
I'm anaphylactic to Brazil nuts.
Really?
Yeah, and it's odd because it's the only nuts that I react to.
Same as me.
Yeah, that's a bit annoying. But
apart from that.
But do you know that the selenium content in a Brazil nut, your body can't actually absorb? So you get all these health freaks sitting there eating their Brazil nuts with the selenium content, and actually you can't absorb it anyway. So I feel better. You're getting more in your seaweed than you would from Brazil nuts.
Tell me, just while I chomp.
You're crunching.
I love it when my guests chat because I can eat, listener. Tell me about this. Oh, I've got to mention our sponsor. Sorry, I'm being very flitty today. I blame Yehudi Gordon in Harley Street because I've run out of my natural hormone therapy. I'm of an age, you know, stuff that I rub into my skin.
Yeah,
it's not his fault, it's the pharmacy. So bit flitty. But tell me, first of all, our sponsor is Faversham Creek Hotel. On the Twitter, it's at Faversham Hotel. Gorgeous boutique hotel, 6 rooms, fabulous food. Tell me what's in this gorgeous seaweedy kelpie thing. This is Caroline.
Yeah, so we started doing these really because my kids actually love seaweed. They love sushi, which is really expensive when we go out. And they saw these little seaweed squares that you can buy in the supermarkets, but they're amazingly expensive. And as you can see, they're really kind of, they go quickly.
I hope I'm not making too much noise. Chomping. They are gorgeous.
Yeah, so we really, this took 12 minutes to make this morning, and this is the whole ethos behind us. Everything that we do has got to be healthy, but it's also got to be quick to do.
Tell me the method.
So you just get sushi nori sheets, which are really, really cheap in the supermarket.
Get them from your health shop, maybe?
You could, but you can get them in the supermarket, okay, actually now. So we try to make...
Does anybody else want one? I feel I'm hogging them, Joe.
Later.
Okay, carry on, yeah, Caroline. I'll just chomp.
We try to make it so that you don't have to go to the health shop. So most of the things that are in our recipes, you can just buy from the supermarket or sort of ethnic stores around. Mm-hmm. And you literally just get a pastry brush and brush a sheet with sesame oil and tamari sauce, soy sauce, and sprinkle sesame seeds on. And the sesame seeds that we've used on that are the black ones. So they're higher in phytonutrients. Yeah. Which gives more antioxidants.
What is a phytonutrient?
It's a nutrient that's not a vitamin or mineral, but it's found in the plants. And these are the ones that all the research is looking at the moment in terms of being beneficial to our health, particularly cancer protection, cardiovascular protection. So it's not your conventional nutrient, but it's the colour, for instance, that's in the plant. So a black sesame seed would have a higher level than a white sesame seed simply because of the colour. That's okay. Why blueberries and purple sprouting broccoli and red cabbage are all a little bit higher. It's because of those deep colours in them.
I'm always saying to my son, who's 19 at uni, eat a rainbow. That's and it's so true, isn't it?
It really is. One of the first things that I do if I see a client as well is to get them trying to eat one from each of that rainbow of colours every day. So you're looking at instantly bumping your fruit and veg intake up to about 7 portions.
So did we finish the recipe? I can't remember now.
You literally just pastry brush it, put some sesame seeds on, stack another sheet on top. I use about 4 sheets in one go, cut them into 16 squares, put them on a baking sheet. I use the baking stones from Pampered Chef because they're non-stick.
I'm sure I'm losing weight just eating this.
Yeah, and in the oven for about 5 minutes and they come out
and
like
that's
that.
That's it.
And they're fantastic for supporting the body's detoxification systems. They're a great source of calcium.
Good for hair, seaweed, nails.
And if you're looking...
Thyroid.
The iodine content is very important for thyroid.
And I have a low thyroid, so that would be very good for me.
This would be perfect. And the other thing is that sesame seeds are one of the best non-dairy forms of calcium that you can get. And a lot of people struggle to get either seaweed or sesame into their diet. So if you're not eating milk, dairy, cheese, sesame seeds are really easy, a great source of calcium. So
this is something that you rustle up. And did Emma make the chocolate Twixes?
I made the Twixes, yeah.
Well, are they chocolate Twixes? Because I've called them chocolate Twixes. I noticed you said Twixes.
They are chocolatey and they're Twixies.
But they are a healthy Twix.
They are. It was based on the idea. A lot of the recipes I make is I have cravings for, say, a Bounty bar. And I just don't like the other things that are in there. So
What was it? So too much sugar...
To be honest, a lot of the time these days, it's not even the sugar that bothers me. It's the artificial ingredients. It's the stuff that's not food.
Yeah.
You know, these days you get ice creams that don't melt. You get salads that don't wilt. You get bread that doesn't rot.
Yeah.
That's the artificial stuff. And that's the stuff that really, really bothers me because your body doesn't recognize it.
Yeah.
And so that's causing a lot of health problems. Okay, sugar's not the greatest thing either, but it's more than the sugar. That's the bigger problem.
It must be, because when you look at like my dad's generation, who, you know, sort of 87 years old, they all grew up having 2 or 3 spoons of sugar in their tea. But I mean, my dad's generation was probably the healthiest generation, grew all their own veg, hugely active, you know, digging in the garden, hanging out the washing. Very, very different to our lifestyles now, where we're very desk bound. So I'm not sure. I agree with you. I think bread that keeps for a week is suspect, you know.
I think it's also Caroline. The sugar overload that we have now. I mean, if you were having 2 teaspoons of sugar in your tea in the 1950s, that was probably about it. You weren't having the commercial breakfast cereals. You weren't having the muffin on the way to work. I mean, just... You know, one of the a lemon and poppy seed muffin has about 11 teaspoons of sugar in, which is twice the amount that the World Health Organization now recommends. So it's this overload of sugar and the soft drinks, you know, contribute about a third of our sugar intake now. So it's just everywhere. Whereas if you go back to basics, if much as Joe's doing, actually starting to teach people again, just to reconnect with food. And that's something I'm really passionate about. We grow a lot of our own food, and it's really important to me that the children know where their food comes from. So just making it, taking it back to basics and avoiding the processed food as much as you can. And then when you're out and you're stuck and you don't have an option, then, you know, go with it. You know, don't stress about it.
I mean, at the moment I've been making a little trail mix that I drag around with me, you know, in my bag, which I usually have with almonds and stuff in. But, I mean, tell us about you two working together in your business and who should get in contact with you. I'm going to read out the website while you think of that. So, first of all, it is eatdrinklivewell.com. It's Caroline Sherlock and Emma Jameson. Both have studied, as you heard, from the Institute of Optimum Nutrition and really know their stuff. So, eatdrinklivewell.com. There's a mobile there. Can I read that out or not?
That's fine.
Is that okay? So, the mobile is 07786-405-758. If you're feeling, what I'm thinking is people that are knowing they don't eat properly, maybe a bit lazy and you know, don't want to change much, but they're feeling ill, not quite, you know, chipper. Would they contact you? Would they be perfect for you?
Exactly. And also, it's, I mean, a big thing for us is because we've got children, and so everything has to be easy. It has to be hassle-free. Our whole ethos is needs to be, you know, able to get it in the supermarket, cook it in 10 minutes, very few ingredients, tastes good.
How many of these should I eat? I've had quite a few.
You can keep going.
They're quite filling, though.
Lovely,
I'm feeling satisfied from it. Or it
if
could
you
be
go the, with a Twix, that will probably finish you off on the full level. And you'll be good.
Yeah, but I have had two Twixes already. I think maybe I should draw the line. Yeah, go on, carry on.
So we do focus on a lot of meals that can be incorporated with the whole family, because I don't particularly want to be cooking twice in the evening or, you know, on the weekends. So really it's a resource. We have articles, for instance, we're going to be publishing one later on today on whether it's okay to drink coffee. Just, we like to look at the things, you know, what's in a fish finger, just, you know, our friends and family and our clients are interested in, and offer the information there. We're also later in the year going to be having an app coming out, which will be a combination of recipes for all the family and also for entertaining. Again, all healthy and low in sugar, but you know, aiming to be tasty.
Well, I've got Don Wood, who's a promote in Thanet, and he has, I hope he won't mind me saying, I'm sure he won't, he has MS, and he listens regularly, and he's in a wheelchair. And so he is listening in. So do you know anything about MS and how diet can help? Or is that something you would both go and research and look up?
No, that's part of what we do. So we have our website where, as Emma said, we share the articles, we share sort of the expert tips as well. So little sort of bite-sized nuggets of information that we think will be interesting to people. And then we have recipes up there. But the other side of what we do is our private practice and workshops and writing for various publications. So it's very much part of what we do. We see private clients and we look at them, and something like MS, there are definite changes that you can make to your diet that in many instances can have an effect on the symptoms.
He's saying that he's just lost a dear friend to diabetes from too much sugar, and he says sugar is you know, a killer. He said in some cakes, 11 spoonfuls. I mean, I harp on about this all the time. When I'm out trying to eat healthily because I have a low thyroid, I struggle very much with my weight. And I go to M&S and buy perhaps a cooked chicken breast when I'm out on the road rather than a sandwich or whatever, if I haven't rustled up some lovely little snacks. And the cooked chicken breast from M&S has dairy in it, and it also has sugar. Which is outrageous.
I mean, that's part of it. These things just shouldn't be there. You should just be able to eat natural foods, have it, you know, as nature intended, and it'd be good for you. And that's where you get the real health benefits. It's when they start mucking around with it and adding all the unnecessary ingredients in that people just don't know what they're eating anymore. And I think that's just really important. And that's why we try to demystify a lot of the topics out there. So, for instance, we've written about olive oil as well, because there's this myth that you can't cook with olive oil. Actually, what we do is go back to the research papers, and everything that we recommend, we check it out and go back to the original scientific papers. And it is fine to cook with olive oil. You know, extra virgin olive oil also gives an added layer of protection, particularly, for instance, if you're barbecuing, as Jo's doing her barbecue workshops. But it's a great thing to add.
We are fast running out of time, but you've got some workshops coming up. Is that Joe, Emma and Caroline, or just the two of you, or the three of you?
It's the three of us together. Like
the three musketeers. So they're coming up in September. So quickly tell me about that. You've got 1 minute.
We're launching them in September, and we're combining Emma and my experience as practicing clinical nutritionists with Joe's passion and experience with all the cooking demonstrations. Mm. So it's going to be a different type of workshop based around a theme, but actually demonstrating drink or a recipe, for instance, to support the topic of stress, for instance, that we might be talking about. So just making it really easy for people to realise how easy it is to buy things, if that's what they want to do, or make things at home. But there are really small, easy changes that you can make to support your health. So that's really what the workshops are about, and they're aimed at corporates.
And where will we find them? Where can we get to them?
At the moment, you can access them through the Eat, Drink, Live Well website. Okay. So just drop us an email and we can send you some information out if you're interested.
And but you can tweet them as well, listener.
Absolutely. You can tweet, Facebook us, and that's Joe, or Eat, Drink, Live Well.
And where are these going to be based?
They will be based in the company's own offices. So
brilliant.
We very much tailor it to what they need, and they can go for a package of workshops where we really transform the health of a small team. Mm. We can look at senior management level, or we can just do some general workshops just to kind of get people together as more of a team effort and eating a little bit better.
Because wouldn't it be lovely, listener, if you had these healthy snacks that I've been chomping on? I might just have another Twix in a minute when I play a song. But rather than the cakes, and when it's somebody's birthday, all that stuff. And really, let's be honest, most people are trying to be healthy. Most people want to lose a bit of weight. And it's this whole peer pressure when it's someone's birthday. Mm. In fact, at Riverford, who are my clients, they do a fruit box that they deliver to works,
yep.
You know, workplaces. So big fruit box rather than biscuits and, you know, 11 o'clock and the afternoon slump. So you are going to go in and just teach these people or chat through and give them ideas and tips. And if the whole lot of them all get together in the corporate world, we could be eating really healthy stuff.
Absolutely. And it's a little bit more than that as well, because if you've got a big meeting coming up, if you've got a presentation, there are certain foods that you can eat that will help support your energy levels, your memory, your focus during that presentation. So it's bringing that whole thing together as well.
Brilliant. What I would say is go onto the girls' website. You've got Joe Banks 15 and you've got Eat, Drink, Live Well with one L, at the bottom, at the end of that. You've got to find out more. And don't forget, Aylesford Farmers Market is this Sunday with a huge amount of stores and pots of money to be won. What we do on this show is we do ask you to try and support your local independent shops and markets. Try not to go to the big supermarkets. You know, look at the packaging there. Go to your butcher, go to your baker and your candlestick maker and your grocer, and get to know them and make sure that you do support them, because they will not be there otherwise. And we'll just have amorphous high streets with chains of Tesco metros. You've been listening to myself, Jules Serkin, with the fabulous Jo Banks in her little Swedish outfit this morning, and Caroline Sherlock and Emma Jameson of Eat, Drink, Live Well. Give the girls a call and find out more how you can look after yourself and your children, your family. And our sponsor was Faversham Hotel. Thanks to them. Next week, I will be in Moreira, and we have the lovely, I think it's Steve Wood on next week with a load of his cronies. It's going to be a riot. And then the following week, as I said, we have Peter Chapman, who will be in talking about gin and tea and wine, possibly not in that order. But from now, for me, Jules Serkin, and from the team in the studio, it's goodbye.
Channel Radio. Channelradio.co.uk.
Work it out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans.
Another great Jules Serkin scoff and quaff show on Channel Radio. No alpacas were consumed during this production.
And I roll my breakfast because I'm a hungry man. I say shake, rattle and roll.
On Channel Radio. Channelradio.co.uk.
Ancient notice.
your local paper,